وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Among the rights that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi touches upon is the right to own things, and as we call ownership of things. Now, when it comes to ownership, it's a very general concept, and such a concept, if we look at it in the current laws that we have, it's a wide area that from it many things stems. But the more we get advanced for some reason, the more this right of ownership becomes less. What you think you own, in fact, is no longer yours. So, for example, if we look at having a house back in the day, it was simple. You buy a piece of land, it's yours. You do whatever you want to do it. You build it, you cultivate it, you turn it into a farm, and, you know, you do what you require to do in it. Now, if you want to build a house, if you want to buy a land, buying the land itself is going to cause you a lot of problems. There are a lot of things to pay. There are a lot of extras you need to pay, taxes, and you need to go to the government, and you need to have so much done in order for you to have a piece of land. Then, having said that, you got the land, then you have to build the house. Building the house itself back in the day was simple. You can just bring your materials and start building. Now it's not. Now you can't even build without the government telling you how high you can go, how low you can go, and how wide you can go, what you can install and what you can't install. And you see that, where's my role in this? Where's my ownership in this? And then if you have to buy a house ready, you buy it from the bank. The bank gives you a loan. The house is not yours. You don't own it. You pay mortgage and you say it's my house, but the reality is the house belongs to the bank. If the bank is governmental, then it belongs to the government. So you own nothing. There is no ownership in that whatsoever. They can come, collect it and reclaim it and reclaim it anytime they want. So where you see Islam says no, the man, human beings, they have the right to own things. And if they own things themselves, then it becomes haram for others to take. For example, the famous hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, حُرْمَةُ مَا الْمُسْلِمْ كَحَرْمَةِ دَمَهِ. The sanctity of the wealth and the money of a person is the same of that of his blood. And these days, obviously, because we work electronic, now we have, and me and you, we have our money in the bank. If the government decides to freeze my accounts and take my money, there's only less I can do. There's not much I can do at all. So I am tied. So where's the right of ownership here? And then you see the Ahl Bayt Salamullah Alayhim, when they talk about, you know, من أكل مال حرام, he who eats money that's not his. And obviously that being a problem from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But are the systems that we live in really care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we see sometimes countries themselves, like an entire country, their assets in other countries are frozen, and the people of this country gets to suffer because of that. Lack of food, lack of everything, because they got billions of dollars locked up in a Swiss bank, and the US government, they sanction such a country, so the people don't have ownership over their money anymore. Is that even human right? Or isn't even that, to begin with, is it right yet to be a human right? Let us take a break and we'll continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from Imam Adi's understanding, and we are looking at the right to own things. So Amir al-Mu'minin, salamullah alayhi, one of the things that he did, he himself had to fight for his own right when they took Fadak from him. Now, the land of Fadak was given to Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, by her father, the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, as a gift, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, he got this land itself without war. So this is called Anfal. It goes to the Prophet. The Muslims do not have to fight. They don't have to do anything for them to get anything. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi was martyred and the people took power, it was taken from them. And no longer does Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alaihi has ownership over that. And he had to go and fight for his ownership over his land. And then even when he brought forward witnesses that says this land belongs to him, and those people knew that land belonged to him. They didn't come from Mars or from the moon. They lived with Amir al-Mu'minin and the Prophet, and they know exactly who this land belongs to. But yet they twist and turned Islam into such a way that they could usurp this land from Fatimah al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen. In today's world, the same thing happens, but under the name of democracy and laws, where you live in a democratic world and you have laws, and the laws can be changed and manipulated by the people that run the system, and they could surely take whatever you have. Or even when you go to villages, for example, where you have people who live in a village, they're not even living in a civilized city, where, I don't know, for example, some certain, a structure needs to be maintained, or infrastructure needs to be maintained. They just go build houses because it's just a big land. Yet you see the government come along and says, well, you have no right to build here. Even though it's just an empty land, there is no one living there, and they come and demolish it. So no longer does a man has the right to own things. And even when we own things, we are under the illusion of owning things. So for example, the governments themselves, those who are in power, they need to give people the right to own, the right to have their things not being taken from them. The right where they can feel they are the masters of their land, the masters of their houses, the masters of their wealth, not being put in so much imposed. For example, in a lot of countries, you can't transfer money unless you've been asked a thousand questions and you've been put under surveillance, and they have to, figure out who you are and what you're doing and why you're transferring such big amounts. Well, it's my money. I can do whatever I want to do with it. What is it to you? But obviously such logic does not work with these governments and with these secular systems, where they think that you are a property of theirs rather than you being a free human being. And from here, Islam heavily concentrates on the fact that people need to have their rights given to them, and they need to have the ownership of things. And a man or any person should fight his way out to make sure that his rights are given to him, especially when it comes to the right of having ownership. And even now, if you haven't got papers to prove that this belongs to you, then simply take it, even if they know it is yours. So now it's becoming a very sensitive issue. Nevertheless, it is in fact a right for every human to own, and his ownership being saved and guarded. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلي يا ربي على طه الأمين رحمة أرسلته للعالمين وعلى آل النبي أجمعين فبهم نرجوك أحسن ختمنا.